Exchange Commission, mm-hmm. the SEC. It has no teeth, can't put anyone in jail. The SEC should be unplugged and moved into the Department of Justice. It should be, those are the only guys who can issue orange jumpsuits. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that scares Wall Street are orange jumpsuits.
I have a really hard time with any of this because I don't think anything is going to happen. I think we need to short circuit the system. I think disruptive technologies like Bitcoin are going to just change the world. With that said, and I want your opinion on this, you're talking about people who are now the Federal Reserve. We now owe them about $2 or $3 trillion they've printed.
Four now.
Okay. What time is it? So I don't see them ever letting go. I mean, this is the kind of movie stuff where people don't understand. When you're talking about $4 trillion, they'll kill people for this.
Oh, people have been killed for a lot less than
right.
That.
Yeah. Right. So how do you see this transition happening?
Well, I'm so glad you bring that up. It's funny. Two of my heroes, and I assume your heroes, Milton Friedman mm-hmm. and Thomas Sowell. Milton Friedman was asked in 1992 in an interview with the Federal Reserve, "What's the most important change we need in America?" And he said, "The most important change in America is how do we get rid of you, the Federal Reserve?" And I saw Thomas Sowell was recently asked basically the same question. He said, "You got to cut out. It's like the Federal Reserve is like a tumor in America. You cut it out. You don't replace it with yep. anything. You just, you know, we can remonstrate with our leaders, with the politicians and such. It isn't going to happen that way, though. I think that Bitcoin presents a real opportunity because you get to check out of the whole Federal Reserve system. You get to check out of the financial.
Weren't you the first big company to take on Bitcoin and start accepting it?
We were indeed.
Yeah.
We,